This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. We continue with the book of business transactions, and last lecture we addressed the conditions for a business contract to be valid. We mentioned that there are six conditions for that business contract to be valid in the sight of the Sharia. The lecture is available. You can go back and revisit it. And we also mentioned Arkan al-Bay', the pillars of a business transaction, the three pillars. Now, we would like to go over the forbidden business transactions. البيوع الممنوع أو المحرمة. Based on these conditions. So these are the conditions to make a business transaction valid. Now, we will take examples, or we will cover the unlawful and forbidden business transactions where one or more of these conditions is missing in the transaction. And the first of the list, once it comes to the forbidden or haram or unlawful, or I love the brother who giving me that word, unjust business transactions, الربا, usury. حتى لما رب العالمين تحدث في سورة البقرة عن the lawfulness of selling and buying, he right away made the contrary of it is to be riba. وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. So the first of the list out of these forbidden business transactions is usury. I really would like you to understand it. I wish you have something to write with. Maybe you can go back and listen and write. But we will cover four areas here based on the time. يعني. We don't want to prolong this. We still want to stick to a half hour deal, so we're not holding you for too long. But we want to give an introduction to the subject, important one. We want to define usury, riba. تعريف الربا لغة وشرعا. Linguistically and the technical definition of usury. And here is the very important piece, which is why it is haram. I told you before, when it comes to المعاملات in our religion, you can ask that question. You can say, what is the wisdom? Usury is haram. But don't ask, why do we have to pray five times? Don't ask, why do we fast Ramadan? Don't. Maybe you can ask the wisdom, but you actually can ask why usury is haram. You can ask that. في حكم. There is a reason behind it. And we're going to go over these wisdoms, inshallah. Comes in the third piece here, which is very important. أنواع الربا. The types of usury, or أقسام الربا. اللي هو النسيئة والفضل. ربا النسيئة وربا الفضل. We want to define them and explain them. And then The last piece, inshallah, we want to talk about ways that a lot of Muslims and businesses are conducting their businesses. In a way, they are tricking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are dealing in usury, but they are faking it so it doesn't look like it. You understand? الاحتيال على الايه؟ على الربا. We have this is a very famous, وتجدها في بلاد المسلمين الآن حتى في السعودية موجود. يعني المملكة اللي هي فيها شريعة, even in Saudi Arabia there are ways that they trick and they go around usury. ويعني أجارك الله من علماء حلل الربا, أجارك الله من عالم حلل الربا. يعني we have scholars, نسأل الله أن يغفر لهم وأن يهديهم, منهم من مات. أنا لا أنسى شيخ الأزهر اللي توفاه الله سبحانه وتعالى, نسأل الله أن يغفر له وأن يرحمه يعني ما وأن يعفو عنه, ندعو له. يعني لما قام أمام الناس يعني فوائد البنك حلال 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 3 مرات, يعني كلام وسبحان الله فروات من أجل السلطان, والسلطان لا ينفع ولا يضره. ففي أناس للأسف تجرؤوا, and we're having an issue in America and the West with some scholars who have no clue about how life is conducted here in America and the West, and they came from overseas and they said you can buy a home using mortgage, using usury. They're actually giving you that license. يعني كلام حقيقة مردود. يعني نسأل الله أن يهدي العلماء, وهذه من زلات العلماء. يعني كل يؤخذ منه ويرد إلا رسول الله. هذا هو الإيه القاعدة. Every person يا إخوة can make a mistake. You could say no to him. You could say no to anybody. The only one you cannot say no to is Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because at the end of the day you say وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. That's what you say. I want to begin by stating a hadith. Al-hadith fi Sunan Abi Dawood wa Musnad Ahmad. Just to show you how important it is that you should learn about this subject. يعني والله أعلم أنا أرى أن هذا من العلم الضروري فرض عين. I see this a mandatory piece of knowledge that every Muslim must equip himself with. للنازلة. أنت تقرأ هذا الحديث, حديث في مسند أحمد وسنن أبي داود, حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, ليأتين على الناس زمان لا يبقى أحد إلا أكل الربا. الله المستعان. Time will come, every single person will eat riba, will devour riba, usury. حيأكل الربا أنا هأكله. تشوف إيه؟ فإن لم يأكله, if he doesn't devour it, if he doesn't deal with it, أصابه من غباره. The dust of usury will get to him. يعني سبحان الله, some of the brothers, I think they brought up the issue that even the bank, you go and you sign that waiver that I do not want any interest. So I decided to go and check. I found 20 cents, 15 cents out there in the street. Ya Layla Sood. So I went to the bank. Oh, they said we have to bring it here in order to balance it here because the system is not equipped to. Just to let you know that you already received what? The dust of riba right there. When I saw this, I said, that's the dust of riba. I received riba, technically. Even so, they ended up rebalancing it again, taking it back. You see, for them to remove the interest, they have to add it then, take it out. So it was added to your money, but taken out. So you call this what? The dust. Isn't that the dust? Yeah, you're not technically doing it, but it is the dust of usury. Naam, Allah al-musta'an. Tayyib. An introduction. Al-riba min a'azam al-dhunub. Al-riba, usury, is one of the greatest sins that a Muslim can commit. Bil-nusus. The textual evidence supports that statement. I'm not saying it to scare you. We're going to find out. Listen to this. وهو محرم في الأديان السماوية جميعها. And it was made unlawful for all the nations before us. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Bani Israel, the Jews, he said what? وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَى وَقَدْ نُهُوا عَنْهُ. And because they deal in usury. وأنا بقول لك في نص في التوراة العهد القديم, the book of Deuteronomy, something like that. أهو. بيقول لك أهو, no usury. But they did what? They added in a later chapter, a little piece saying, huh, you can do it with non-Jews. ورب العالمين نص على هذا في القرآن. وقالوا ليس علينا في الأميين سبيل. We're not held accountable for dealing, for giving usury to the illiterate. But a Jew with a Jew, no. I give you a loan, I don't take usury from you. But Ummi, Arabi, Aws Khazraj, yes. وَقَالُوا لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ سَبِيلٌ. الآية في سورة آل عمران. وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مَنْ إِنْ تَأْمَنْهُ بِقِنْطَارٍ يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ إِنْ تَأْمَنْهُ بِدِينَارٍ لَا يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكَ إِلَّا مَا دُمْتَ عَلَيْهِ قَائِمًا ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا في الأميين سبيل ويقولون على الله الكذب وهم يعلمون. It's a lie. أنت تعجب يا إخوة لما العرب right before the sending of سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, when they the flood took down the Kaaba and they decided to raise the foundation again, guess what? They made a deal. No money from prostitution or usury. العربي قبل الإسلام عارف أو بالفطرة أن this is حرام. Why do you see حجر إسماعيل? What is the issue of حجر إسماعيل? النفقة, ما معوش فلوس كفاية. All their halal money is gone. They run out of halal money. The only money that is left is the haram money. No. خلاص, let's just finish it here. That's why you see that which is part of the Kaaba. يعني أنت لو تطوف and you cross from حجر إسماعيل, this round doesn't count. لأن لابد الكعبة المقام إبراهيم complete يعني. وذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخر عهد يقول لولا حداثة قومك بالإسلام, يعني مخاطبا أم المؤمنين, لهدمت الكعبة ولا أقمتها على إيه الأسس بتاعت إبراهيم عليه السلام. He says to Aisha, has it been for your qawm, your people are يعني, newly accepting Islam, here I would have raised the foundation of the Kaaba on the usus, the pillars, which Ibrahim and Ismail did raise the Kaaba. The point that I'm trying to make, حتى العربي, العربي اللي هو اللي كان يذبح, كان يدفن ابنته. The Arab who used to take his daughter to burial alive, who used to kill one another for a camel, they knew that usury is haram. طيب. What is the wisdom? Quickly, inshallah, and I think the wisdom will show as we go. I really want to give you a wisdom, but if you pay attention to me, you'll understand what I'm saying. A battle that was so much addressed in the Quran. The Battle of Uhud. Because it was a learning experience for the Muslims. They learned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about this battle in Surah Ala Imran in 60 verses. 60 verses. بدءاً من قوله تعالى starting with وَإِذْ غَدَوْتَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ تُبَوِّئُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَقَاعِدَ لِلْقِتَالِ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ إلى قوله تعالى مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. يعني the beginning and the end, 60 ayah, block of ayat. All of it is about Uhud and what happened. And in the middle, you read these verses. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا الرِّبَا أَضْعَافًا مُضَاعَفَةً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. O you who believe, do not devour riba. Anybody who reads the Quran would think there is no relationship whatsoever between riba and a battlefield. Anybody. But if you reflect upon it, there is. Because the المجتمع الربوي متفكك, the society that is established in the basis of usury, apart. I'm rich, I'm sucking your blood, basically. What happened? These banks are sucking the blood of the poor. Yes, they give you money, can have a car, can have a house, but you're a slave. You pay 15%, 20%, 30%, 39%. Slavery. That's the new form of slavery. Sucking. ولذلك سبحان الله تعجب في حديث سمر بن جندب regarding the punishment of the one who accepts usury, the one who takes usury in the grave. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, رأيته يسبح في نهر مثل الدم. In his grave, he's swimming in a sea of blood. ليه? Why? Because he sucked the blood of the poor. He had no mercy. That is his punishment in the grave. And when he rises from beneath the ground, الذين يأكلون الربا لا يقومون إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس. يعني ورد في تفسير هذه الآية بعض الأقوال يقول لك his belly is 10 meters in front of him. يقوم ويغ stands and fall down. Oh, because he filled his belly with unlawful earnings. فظلم, injustice. As if, I go back to the verses, as if there is injustice in the society, in the community, you will lose in the battlefield. Because when I stand in the battlefield, I want to look next to me, and this is my brother. When I need help, he gives me sadaqah. When I need help, I go to the zakah. When I need money, he gives me a goodly loan. Bond. ما هو عبد الرحمن بن عوف القصة بتاعت the two boys, معاد ومعوذ ابن عفراء. نظرت عن يميني. Literally, if you're in a battlefield, you look what to your right, to see who's standing next to your right. Is he going to protect me? Or he looked at his right, he saw a little boy. He said, It's not going to work. Who are you? يا عم. بعد يقول لك فين أبو جهل. Where is أبو جهل يا عم؟ عايز يموت ولد صغير كده عايز يموت أبو جهل. 13 years, 12 years. He want to kill أبو جهل. To his left, شرحه. The same thing. So when you're out there in the front, if إذ لم يكن المجتمع متماسكا, it's not going to work. You lose. You're getting now the relationship between the verses and riba, right? That can make you lose. لين اسمع يعني شوف النظام الاقتصادي المصري عفوا المصري أنا the whole morning I'm watching these guys with the I'm awake, wallahi, since 1 o'clock in the morning watching the Muslims today are going out and really showing these guys. So, I'm sorry. النظام الاقتصادي الإسلامي يقوم على أي إخوة? Is established on what? شوف في حديث, there is a hadith that all of us, we recite, we read sometimes, but we don't pay attention to some ins and outs of this hadith. What is the hadith? Hadith Abi Huraira, اللي هو في صحيح البخاري, وأظنه في مسلم. Some man from Bani Israel went out at night to give a sadaqah in secret. The first one he given the sadaqah to was what? Come on, we said this so many times. Huh? A thief. اللي هو الحرامي يعني. Somebody who steals. طب the second one was what? Prostitute. Top the third one was what? Rich. طبعا at the end of the hadith, we were told that the thief, the prostitute were committing the sin because what? They needed what? But are you connecting why they ended up doing? Because the rich is stingy. ما هو, there are poor and rich. The right of the poor, the wealth of the poor, is with the rich. Now, if the rich is stingy, what is going to happen? The poor will take riba, will commit adultery, will steal to make it. ما هو البناءه. ما هو شوف انت الشخصيات الثلاثة دول, understand the hadith يا إخوة. Look at these three characters. A stingy rich caused prostitution and theft in the society. But if the rich gives, خلاص تحلت الايه المشكلة. We had somebody who wanted to give it in secret. صحيح? The thief stopped and the prostitute stopped. نفس الكلام. ما هو الربا هذا ذنب عظيم أيضا. ما هو الربا is also a sin. ما هو why a Muslim goes and takes a loan? Because he went to his brother asking him for a goodly loan, he said no. Because the rich are not paying the zakah. ما هو المجتمع المسلم يقوم على التكافل. Collaborative. وعندك برضو دليل آخر المرأة. في حديث الثلاثة اللي هو الغار. The cave. The three individuals who entered into the cave. The second one. What happened to him? He said, I had a cousin, female cousin. I wanted to have her so bad. In a haram way. Commit adultery with her. Huh? I was rich. Huh? So she, her and her husband had some financial hardship. So she came to me asking for help. I said, no. I must have you first before give you the money. Look at this now. في أحد طرق هذا الحديث يا إخوة. In one of the wording of this hadith, she said no. And she went around the society, the community. Brother, can I have a loan? 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 Can you help me? Can you help me? No. رجعت له. She came back to him. You're getting the point? المجتمع يقوم على هذا الطريق يعني. ودي من أعظم الحكم يعني حقيقة. One of the greatest wisdoms behind making usury is haram. It, يا إخوة حتى الفقير سبحان الله, أنت شوف, أنت خذ من أموالهم صدقة تزكيهم وتطهرهم بها. Take from their wealth الزكاة. صدقة هنا بمعنى الزكاة. بقول لك الصدقة من الألفاظ المشتركة. It could be used for زكاة and it could be used for إيه؟ يعني هي والصدقة والزكاة إذا اجتمع افترق وإذا افترق اجتمع. كلام شيخ الإسلام. يقول لك إيه؟ أهو خذ من أموالهم صدقة في القرآن في سورة التوبة. Take from their wealth زكاة المال. Why? What is the wisdom? تزكيهم. تزكي من؟ First of all, it will purify me, the giver, from what? لأن إيه؟ الشح. قل لو أنتم تملكون خزائن رحمة ربي إذا لأمسكتم خشية الإنفاق وكان الإنسان. By default, by the way, we're stingy. We're stingy, we like to keep. But when you take $10, $15, $20, $100, $200 and you give it, you cleanse, you clean yourself from stinginess. MashaAllah, I can give. Man, I can let go. Allahu Akbar. I did it. لأن النفس has sultan. يعني أنت imagine أنت sometimes when you want to give, when you're in a fundraising and the sheikh stands and, okay brothers, 10,000. So, let me give 10,000. No, no, let's go with 5. What about the bills, you know? Okay, let's do 2.5. At the end, if you end up with $100, alhamdulillah, you made it. That is why, by the way, you're supposed to do what? وَسَارِعَ الَّذِينَ يُسَابِقُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. When you're about to do righteous deeds, rush. Quickly do it. Otherwise, شيطان والنفس. الشيطان يلعب على نفسك. الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. فالشاهد, the point that I'm going to make here, beside cleansing or purifying the nafs, the soul of the giver, it also purifies the receivers from what? Envy. Mahawa, if when I see you rich, Abu Abdullah here is mashaAllah, and he gives me zakatul mal. This year he given me 200, لأن his zakatul mal is 200. يا رب, زود مال أبو عبد الله يا رب. ما هو, if he gets more money, more savings, that means I'm going to get what? أدعو له. I'm going to make dua for him that Allah will give him more money so he can, because zakatul mal is what? 2. What? 5% on the saving. If you're having $2,000, $50, ya Rab, make him 20. Instead of envying him for being wealthy and rich and making dua for him. You see, ikhwa? Oh. Before we go into defining what riba is, I really want to share with you one hadith. And subhanallah, it just الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم والحديث الصحيحين, حديث عبد عمرو بن عوف الأنصاري رضي الله عنه, والله, by Allah, my followers, ما الفقر أخشى عليكم. I'm not concerned about you getting poor. I don't fear poverty on you. سبحان الله. ما الفقر أخشى عليكم. I don't feel, I'm not concerned about you becoming poor. ولكني أخشى أن تبسط عليكم الدنيا كما بسطت على من قبلكم فتنافسوها كما تنافسوها فتهلككم كما أهلكتهم. But what I'm concerned is the dunya is going to give you. You're going to have wealth, money, but you're going to compete, and this will cause you losing your akhirah, your hereafter. The point here we need to think of al-akhirah when we address this subject. Can we take another 10, 15 minutes? Let's finish at least two. Let's define riba, the ruling, and the punishment quickly. Can we do it?
Yes.
What is riba? Al-riba hiya ziyada is an increase. لقوله تعالى وترى الأرض هامدة فإذا أنزلنا عليها الماء اهتزت وربت. An increase. This is linguistically. That increase could happen in the self or in what counter it is. What will counter the thing? I'll explain. I give you a dollar, you give me two. So you ended up what? Receiving the increase, but it could happen also in the thing itself. Like the verse that I just quoted. طيب, what is riba in the technical terms? الربا في الشرع. الزيادة في أشياء مخصوصة محرمة شرعا. You're receiving an increase in certain items, certain things, which label to be haram. طيب, what is the ruling? ما حكم الربا? Is it haram? حرام بنص القرآن والسنة والإجماع ولك والاعتبار. يعني based on what we quoted. القرآن, the evidence from the Quran, وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا. And Allah made selling and buying, trading halal, and made riba haram. Also, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين. Oh, ye who believe, have taqwa in Allah and leave off what is left with you of usury if you are believers. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, and if you do not do, فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Allah and His Messenger will declare war on you. Sunnah, نذكر حديث جابر المشهور, الحديث في صحيح الإمام مسلم. اسمع, لعن الله الربا. Allah curses usury. وآكله, and the one who receives it, the one who is pay it to. يعني, let's imagine the bank. So Allah curses the bank. وموكله, and the one who pays it. يعني, if you pay mortgage, you're giving them interest, you're cursed too. وكاتبه, and the one who writes the contract, the real estate yan. وشاهدي, and the two witnesses, basically anybody who contribute to this deal. اسمع هذه, لأن بعض الناس يقول لك طب ده أخف. هم, قال جابر, هم سواء. They are equal in the sin. عايز نص أصرح من ده. يعني the case is settled right here. It's over. واللعن لما تسمع أنت هذا النص, Allah curses, could mean دعاء. Because who said this? لا, الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. That means the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying, may Allah curse. Ma huwa la'ana Allah could also mean what? Dua. La'ana Allah, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is making dua that Allah would curse usury, the one who receives it, the one who pays it, the writer of the contract and the two witnesses. ولو حملت المعنى على اساس خبر ده خبر يعني لعن الله خلاص خبري يعني انت يعني الانسان ايه this person is what cursed. طيب the consequences, the punishment, you want to stop or shall we finish that? Two more pages. شوف قال صلى الله عليه وسلم enough that you fall under this. في البخاري حديث أبي هريرة ليأتين على الناس زمان لا يبالي المرء بما أخذ المال من حلال أم من حرام. Time will come when a Muslim will care less how did he earn his money, from halal, from haram. Enough that you don't care about that. When you know that in the day of resurrection you will be asked two questions about your wealth. لا تزول قدم ابن آدم حتى يسأل عن خمس والرواية الأخرى عن أربع وفيه. He will be asked عن ماله, about his wealth. How did he earn it and how did he spend it? طيب أهو. Time will come when a Muslim will care less how did he earn his money. طب ده يقف أمام الله كده إيه حيطول. Enough that you're contributing to the coming of the hour. بين يدي الساعة, حديث معجم الطبراني حديث ابن مسعود, بين يدي الساعة يظهر الربا. When the hour is near, riba will be widespread. Look at this now. Subhanallah. في مسند أحمد, سنن ابن ماجه, والحاكم بسند صحيح, حاكم في المستدرك, عن عبد الله بن مسعود. Listen to this hadith. You see, ما هو إيه؟ يقول لك العقوبة بنقيض القصد أمر ثابت شرعا وقدرا. When you take usury, what is your intention? What do you want to do? You want to be what? Rich, right? You want to be rich? Correct? Oh. اسمع هذا الحديث. ما أحد أكثر من الربا إلا وكانت عاقبة أمره إلى قلة. No one who deals in riba, he will rise, but he will fall down. يمحق الله الربا. يمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات. Yeah, you may end up rich for a while. ما هو how they do it, how these banks do it. Somebody who has some money, they take it. Okay, we'll give you a loan to develop that place. You go ahead and develop it. How much percent? 20%. He goes and develops the place. And then he, at one stage, he fails to pay what? طب let's نعمل جدولة للديون. Let's بسموها إيه؟ Rescheduling of the loans. He does it one time, two times, three times. You know what? They take the property away from you. تقعد أنت تغني ظلموه. ما هو إيه اللي حصل في مصر؟ في ناس كثير in Egypt, they did this. They went to the banks. راح البنك أيام مبارك في الآخر الزمان كده. آخر the last 10 years. They go to the bank. Mashallah, he has a nice flat in Tahrir Square, good secretary, or a car, or يعني إيه مع 100,000 ولا شيء. وروح للبنك يقعد قدام البنك كده. Okay, take a loan. What do you want? I want to develop that area. I want to have a housing. ويجيله بمشروع ودراسة جدوى وفيزابيليتي ستادي ومش عارف إيه. البنك go ahead, go develop it. هنديك 100,000. هنديك 100 million. He goes and he develops. طيب, he has to pay interest. At one stage, he is unable to pay the interest. What happened? The bank does what? Isn't that what happens also here? That if you cannot pay your mortgage for how many years, then the bank would what? Take it and sell it. You're out. You're out of the game. نفس الكلام. ما هو. طيب. أنا حقيقة أقرأ هذا الحديث يا إخوة والله أي يعني أي الحديث على شرط الشيخين. يعني for you to think it's a fairy tale. The hadith meets the requirement of البخاري ومسلم. يعني في الإمام البخاري would have seen that hadith, he would have compiled it. الإمام مسلم would have seen this hadith, he would have compiled it. الحديث في مستدرك الحاكم, حديث عبد الله بن مسعود. الربا, ربا is 73 portions or kinds. There are 73 kinds of ربا. أيسرها, the least of it, أن ينكح الرجل أمه, that a man sleeps with his as equals in sin to somebody sleeping with his mother. شايف انت الذنب؟ أيسر الربا. يعني there are 73 levels, حرام يعني. The least equals in sin to somebody sleeping with his mother. طيب. حديث عبد الله بن حنظلة والحديث في معجم الطبراني ومسند أحمد. درهم ربا, درهم ربا يأكله الرجل وهو يعلم أشد عند الله من 36 زنية. درهم يعني خلينا نقول دولار, ربا that you accept it knowingly is greater in the sight of Allah than committing adultery 36 times. يا إخوة الموضوع مش سهل. It's not easy. It's difficult. ويعني we mentioned الحرب. Allah and His Messenger declare war on you. And we mentioned also the punishment in the grave. And هو من السبع الموبقات. حديث أبي هريرة اجتنبوا السبع الموبقات. It's one of the destructive sins. A sin that will destroy you. يعني there are seven sins which will destroy you. One of them is usury. Inshallah, the next Saturday, بإذن الله تعالى, a very important piece. Make sure that you take some coffee before you come, because we want to talk about the types of riba. And it's a little bit academic, يعني, بس إيه, we're going to try to make it fun, inshallah. اللي هو ربا الفضل أو ربا النسيئة, the two types of ربا. And also we want to talk about the alternatives in Islam for usury, and بإذن الله تعالى also cover the tricks which a lot of Muslims do to go around usury, but yet it is still usury. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, أستغفرك وأتوب إليك, والحمد لله رب العالمين. Hey.